Now, my dearly beloved, I would like to share with you my own personal testimony, how in giving I won a precious soul that was my own mother herself. Now, I had prayed for my mother for 28 long years, and my mother was a staunch Buddhist plus a fortune teller, deeply involved in her own religion of Buddhism. And personally, for my mother to come to Christ, it was impossible, my dearly beloved, simply because everyone knows in town that my mother was extremely and deeply involved in her Buddhism, that if you look at her, and she had also encouraged many, many people and teach them about her religion. And I remember vividly just looking at my mother, who was persecuting me for many, many years. It is indeed impossible for my mother to come to Christ. However, what was not possible with man is possible with God, isn't it? And so I had decided to pray for my mother for 28 long years in order to break down the power of darkness that had overwhelmed her in her Buddhist religion. And what was amazing was it took my father 20 years before my father buckled down from her religion of worshipping money to Christ Jesus. And it takes another 8 more years for my mother to come to Christ Jesus, simply because the Lord God had to do extra shaking in her life before she buckled down and humbled herself, absolutely coming to Christ Jesus when the time is up for my prayers to be answered. Now, at that point of time, I got to the point of death, simply because I caught chronic fatigue syndrome, which I did not realize at that point of time. And all of a sudden, my business went down totally. And of course, since I got involved with my parents in the business financially, it is not helping them either. And so the Lord God began to shake each and every one of us. For me, it was a major pruning knife before I came out to serve the Lord God as his servant. And in the meantime, my parents were suffering financially in their business simply because I could not do much business either. And all of their business went sour. And my mother had depended for many years on her idols in order to bless her in what she had done in the business. In other words, she had resorted to her idols to provide her the financial blessing that was always in her head and in her belief. At this point of time, our Lord God had shaken her business to the point that she was making losses and major losses. And in the meantime, my sister had a breast cancer that required more than $10,000 to have a surgery. And my mother was weeping simply because she does not have any more money to pay for her surgery. On the top of that, my brother got a huge credit card debt that requires payment of $20,000. And he had no money to pay that debt. And every single day, the debt collectors were after my brother, trying to collect that debt. And of course, if my brother continued not to be able to pay that debt, then they might do physical harm on him. So given all of these problems, my mother was shaken, absolutely shaken from her belief of her gods. But praise God, the God whom we serve is absolutely faithful and all-powerful God, and it is within his control, and it is his time that Jericho wall should collapse and that my mother should come to be saved. So amidst all of these things, the Lord God did a miracle. All of a sudden, the Lord God began to heal me from my chronic fatigue syndrome illness. And the God that I have served had blessed me financially. And so I had sent my dad $15,000 in order for my sister to receive her surgery of a breast cancer. And on the top of that, I had sent my brother $20,000 in order for him to be able to get out from his debt, simply because my brother was about to kill himself and he was under so much pressure. But he had 3 children who are very young, and the only reason why he did not take his own life is simply because he did not want to leave the 3 children without a father. So it came to a point that the voice of the Lord spoke to him and told him to call me, even though he had not communicated with me for 15 years and he had walked a pathway of a prodigal son and a pathway and a lifestyle of darkness. The Lord loved him and remembered him. And so when he was contemplating to kill his own life, the voice of the Lord came to him and to tell him to call me. And all of a sudden there was a phone call that rang, and I picked up that phone. Guess who it was? It was my brother, who walked in disobedience all of these years and had never called me for the past 15 years. All of a sudden he called me. And I thought to myself, there got to be something serious here. And all of a sudden he told me of his problem. And so as I came before the throne of grace to pray, the voice of the Lord spoke to me to release the $20,000 in my savings to pay for that debt he had owed, simply because the Lord God loves him. And so I prayed together with him over the phone, and I had told him that it was the Lord that saved him, and I could not save him, and plead with him for his repentance. And praise God, he was willing to confess his sins in over the phone with a heart of humility. And as he confessed and repented of his sins, then the funds were sent over to pay for his debt. So you see, my dearly beloved, the Lord God had to orchestrate all of these things and to begin to shake my mother. And finally, my dad, who became a Christian, told my mother, you see, all of those idols cannot solve these issues, and it takes the God that I worship, our Lord Jesus Christ, to send all of that funds from America to them who live in Indonesia in order to resolve all of these problems. And my mother realized that indeed it was not her God that provided all of these financial solutions, but rather the Lord Jesus, whom I had believed for many, many years, whom she had persecuted for many, many years, that finally resolved all of this problem. And so finally she went to see a fortune teller as her last resort, and also her guide for the future as to what to do with her belief. And miracle out of miracle, the fortune teller told her that, you see, your problem is not even difficult. All you have to do, since you mentioned that your husband came to Christ and your children are Christians, then of course it is only a common sense for you to also become a Christian. You see, my dearly beloved, the Lord God even controlled the lips of the fortune teller. How amazing, isn't it? For that reason, the word of the Lord God from Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9 writes, "A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." So you see, my dearly beloved, it is very important for us to walk in absolute obedience to the Holy Spirit, coming before the throne of grace, asking the Lord God, who indwelt in our heart, what to do in many, many cases. And in this scenario, however the Holy Spirit touch your heart is however you flow the funds that the Lord God has given us as his servant. Keep in mind, we are just a servant and a slave of Jesus Christ, and every single funds that the Lord God had given us belonged to him. For that reason, whether we should loan to someone or give to someone, we've got to obey the voice of the Lord God that is within our heart, as well as his commandment. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, we've got to shine forth before men that they may see the good works and glorify our Heavenly Father, isn't it? For that reason, let us be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father is perfect as well.